What's the nature of this global chemistry? They forget that. So it's important just to, take that step back. And that's what I always try to do as best I can in my writings or my, and this is a good opportunity to do that here. Okay, China, Russia right now don't want to die. They don't want to commit harikari on some sacrificial altar. Now, in the West, here where we live, our governments, we used to have national governments that would fight for the interests of the people of Canada or the USA or Europe. I'm a historian, so I know of these things. But if I was just looking at my lifespan of the 39 years I've been alive, I wouldn't know that, because we haven't really had serious defenders of liberty who are willing to risk their lives for the interests of their nations and the people of Canada, the US, or Europe. A lot of them were killed, like Bobby Kennedy, people know John Kennedy, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Enrico Mattei, the industrialist of Italy, Aldo Moro, who got killed as well. Charles de Gaulle, who was ousted in a color revolution in France. I mean, there's so many people who did fight, but our governments have been largely infiltrated and taken over. So it's not really we call ourselves democracy, but really it's a deeply encrusted oligarchy. And people criticize China for being a one party system. We're a no party system. I'm sorry, just to be honest, like you got to be humble here. Like we don't have it's an illusion. We don't really have parties. It's a hardcore oligarchy with a certain amount of pushback, a little bit, but so this is a system which is committed to population reduction. That's the governing, like almost religious ideology masquerading as science, that we're overpopulated, that we have to contract the human herd into what computer models tell us is the acceptable limit to our growth. Computer models that they've put, the inputs into and have resulted based on certain variables of how much food production we have, how much space we have, how much resources and minerals we have. They've calculated that it's about, I think, 1 billion or so. That's like the relative consensus
It's kind of a
among.
direct line with their insane belief in computer models, which has given us all the wonders of COVID and climate change and population control. The direct line from Malthus is it he that starts this with his graph of food versus population, and we're all right. So because he was doing back then without computers, basically computer models back then, saying we're too many people, we're all going to die, we got to get rid of the dumb ones and the ugly ones and all
Yeah,
that
the
stuff.
useless eaters. Like when you listen to Yuval Harari talking about the new global useless class. That's Malthus right there. That's the spirit of Malthus alive.
Is that the origin? Is Malthus the detectable origin of this kind of
No, he
computer
stole his
model
ideas off
thinking?
of a Venetian grand strategist who's little known in ma mass circles, but at the upper levels, he's very well known, called Giammaria Ortez.
Venice, really?
Yeah, all of
Shocker.
his ratios, mathematical equations for optimal population that were attributed to Malthus came out of Ortez
Interesting.
first.
Interesting. Venice is a weird story. So we're obviously we're not going to run out of anything to talk about tonight. I got